world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, how are you doing, Michael?
Gold.
Hi.
Nice to see you. The gold prices have been kind of fluctuating this month.
Mm-hmm.
What affects gold prices?
Gold prices, I mean, a lot. So geopolitical instability affects gold prices. The dollar, or the value of the dollar, affects gold prices, right? As dollars become weaker, gold goes up. Dollars become stronger, gold goes down. Inflation affects gold prices. Recession affects gold prices. So it's driven by a lot of different factors. But being a safe haven asset, negative things in the economy tend to have a positive impact on precious metals.
But with what's going on in the world, the wars that Biden has gotten us into, Ukraine, Russia is getting worse. He wants to send them another $100-some-odd billion. Mm-hmm. Now, Israel, Hamas blew out of control. We're sending Israel another God knows how many billions. Rightly or wrongly, we're not talking about whether he should or shouldn't. We're talking about financial implications of wars, which are very expensive. Correct. If I'm not wrong, Napoleon bankrupted France with one of his wars, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And we've seen this whole thing, money printing, funding wars, devaluing currencies, collapsing empires. This story that we're living today, we've lived through many, many times in history.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
See, but you know that because you're an expert in gold and financial markets. The average person doesn't know there's a connection between government spending and the health or relative value of a currency, paper currency or whatever it may be. It's based upon something, even if it's just an imagined something. And so when you have a government like this printing money like it doesn't have any fundamentals, number one, and then spending like insanity, saying, oh, big deal, let's just keep spending. We don't care. Deficit spending doesn't matter. We've erased all deficit spending, has no meaning. Of course it has meaning. So I as a shareholder in America, I own gold. And I'm not saying it only because you're an advertiser with Birch Gold. Yeah. I own gold because I'm afraid that my currency one day could be worthless, Patrick.
Well, that's why we buy gold. And I'm sorry, the government may not understand, but the more money that goes into the economy, the more we devalue the currency. Currency is like anything else. Its value is driven by supply and demand, right? So if you increase supply, demand stays stable, value comes down. But the problem that we're having at the moment is we're getting hit on both sides, right? We have a US government that's been increasing the supply of dollars aggressively, right? 40% of US dollars weren't in existence before the pandemic. That's 3.5 years ago. We've been making US dollars since the 1700s, right? So we have supply that's been increasing at an unprecedented level. Now look at what's happening to demand globally. We have central governments around the world dumping the dollar. US dollar holdings by central governments are at around 25-year lows. So we have a supply issue and a demand issue, and together they affect value. And you can see it. The dollar has lost 18% of its purchasing power in just the last 3 and a bit years since the pandemic. It's happening around us.
How much value has it lost?
18% since the pandemic.
Okay, so this week as we speak, The chairman of China is here speaking with our esteemed leader. I don't know how they can speak since Biden is barely comatose at best. When he's in his good days, he's comatose on his best days. But seriously, without knocking this poor old man who has destroyed America and possibly the world, this poor, gentle old man, this uniter, not divider, the chairman of China is here. They're meeting in the most broken city in America, San Francisco, which, by the way, is a question to me as to why. I don't understand why they met here. But my real question is, what does this have to do with our financial markets? We know China holds a great deal of America's debt, correct?
Yes, correct. Although it's reducing every day. They're dumping U.S. debt and buying gold, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Buying gold. China is one of the largest holders of gold in the world.
Absolutely, and the largest gold miner of gold in the world as well. Although the Chinese are smart and they don't allow their gold their gold to be exported, but China. Yeah,
really,
they look on.
God, shows you what thousands of years of a civilization could do to a national mind. Russia is also a big holder of gold, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, by the way, this is no coincidence, right? We're seeing a split globally, East versus West. The dollar has been dominant for most of our lives. And that dollar dominance is causing a problem now for our strategic enemies like Russia and China. On top of that, the dollar losing 18% buying power in the space of a few years also makes it a lot less attractive as an investment. But these guys realize by holding dollars, they're strengthening the US's position globally, which is working against them. By dumping dollars and buying gold, demand drops for the dollar. It makes our interest payments go up. It puts a squeeze on us. And it allows them to do what they want around the globe without us being able to use our US dollar as a stick. So we're getting outsmarted at the moment.
How much is government debt costing us right now?
Close to $1 trillion a year is the answer. I think last numbers were $950 billion in debt service.
Well, that's nothing to Biden.
That listen, sorry, my number's $981 billion, and that was in the first fiscal, third fiscal quarter.
That's crazy. And now he's bringing in as many millions of illegal aliens as he can, who are all basically all welfare recipients. The largest percentage that I checked, over 90% do not work. They're living in hotels. They're living on the taxpayer dime, and they still won't close the borders. There's like a madness going on in the country, which is very... For the average citizen out there, look, we're talking about gold. You're my biggest sponsor. And I'm not hiding that. I'm very proud of it. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, or I wouldn't have Birch Gold on all of my podcasts. It looks like Congress will vote to prevent a government shutdown this week. What's actually going on?
The answer is not that much. I mean, look, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson proposed a continuing resolution, essentially tackling spending priorities now in two steps. So some government agencies, for example, military, veteran affairs, transportation, they're going to be funded through mid-January. Then funding for the remaining government agencies is going to expire later on February 2nd. In other words, it's business as usual for another 2.5 months. And the proposal really wasn't popular on either side of the House, right? Conservatives don't like it because there really aren't any meaningful spending cuts. Dems don't like it because it's not offering more money for Ukraine. And I think White House press secretary went so far as to call this measure extreme. I mean, we've gotten to a point.
It's extreme because it's a little because it's not spending like a drunk.
And actually, it is spending like a drunk. It's just not spending more than that. I mean, it's just bonkers. We're at a point now.
It's in other words, because Biden's not spending like a drunken ship full of drunken sailors, only like a drunken captain. It's not a good one. It's extreme.
We're talking about
crazy, just crazy. What times we're living in. Okay, so the government shutdown is basically they're kicking the can down the road, and they'll go through this dog and pony show again in 2 months. We're doing deficit spending. How is that devaluing the dollar? We know everyone's paying more for a loaf of bread. They're paying more for gasoline. I see the lines, you know, down the road from me, there's a gas station that's $1 a gallon cheaper, which is very significant than all the others. It's a discount station. You see a line that's a half a mile long every morning. say, well, wait a minute, 20 gallon tank, that's $20 for the average person. That's not insignificant when a person may be earning $20 an hour, right?
Yeah, look, it's a disaster, and it's sort of this negative feedback loop as well. But it's what sort of the idea that I was talking about before. You know, issuing debt increases the money supply, right? And currency itself has no intrinsic value. Its purchasing power just comes from supply and demand. So as supply rises, value declines, right? And declining value runs the risk of creating, like I said before, this negative feedback loop. As dollars lose value, fewer people want to own dollars, thus accelerating the decline in value. And that's why these spending debates now are so crucial. You know, a couple of weeks ago, the Treasury Department announced funding plans. They want to write a $1.56 trillion in new IOUs over the next 6 months, or $250 billion a month. That's on top of the already $1 trillion in debt they issued in the first quarter. For a little bit of context, this is the equivalent of fighting World War II every 9 months from a cost center.
Oh my
it's
God.
Bonkers, and these people have lost their minds, Michael. It's out of control.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Well, I look at Janet Yellen. When I was a kid, I worked in a candy store in New York. This woman could not run the candy store that I worked in. I'm sure she would mess up the books. They'd have to take her out in their stretcher if she tried to manage it for a month straight. Now, she's supposedly the genius on economy. I don't know who she is. I don't know where she came from, nor do I know why she's in charge of our Treasury Department. It would all be a laughing matter if it was a Monty Python show or a Saturday Night Live show of lunatics running the asylum, but it's not a laughing matter. So we have deficit spending. We have government debt. We have a government shutdown. We have a government out of control. And government spending right now is so bad that the dollar isn't stable as a store of value. But we need dollars for our daily lives. Patrick, how can everyday Americans protect themselves from dollar decline?
Listen, do as governments do. Follow the smart money. So we talked about a world that's dumping dollars, and it's very simple to see why, right? The dollar's losing value. But what have these governments been doing to hedge that? Well, they've been buying gold. Last year, 2022, the single biggest year for gold buying by central governments in history. This year?
Yeah, wait, yeah. That's important. Last year was the biggest single gold buying year for central governments
ever.
Period.
And this year is set ever. To beat last if it continues.
Why is that? What do governments know that we don't know?
What we're talking about, right? There is a move globally away from dollars, and it's on both sides, right? It's our allies dumping dollars. Why? Because the dollar is the global reserve currency. All nations around the world hold them to trade with others. It loses 18% buying power in 3 years. They've got to find a solution. Well, gold is the perfect solution. And the reason it is that gold and the dollar have a directly inverse relationship. And that literally means when the dollar goes down, gold goes up. So central governments around the world are betting against the US dollar, and gold is the best way to hedge dollar exposure. And just to understand that, because I think this is relatable for the individual, gold's buying power doesn't really change, right? If you went back to biblical times, 1 ounce of gold bought someone 400 loaves of bread. Today, 1 ounce of gold, 400 loaves of bread at four.
Wait. 1 ounce of gold's worth about $2,000.
$4 and some change. It's 400 loaves of bread, right? $4.40. Pretty good.
So we could actually be trading bread, loaves of bread instead of gold in the future. You may have to go into the bread business.
Listen, Patrick, if we can find a way to expand that shelf life, it's a good business. But
birch bread is the only bread I trust.
Exactly right. Rightly so. But the point is, look, gold stays the same. Dollars are the things that become weaker. So basically, if dollars become weaker, we need more weaker dollars to buy the gold, hence the inverse relationship. So that's the point for individuals. Of course, we need dollars to spend. We got to go to a grocery store. But when you have dollars sitting in a bank account or a retirement account for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, those dollars are losing buying power to inflation. That's where gold comes in. That same inflation and dollar devaluation that is driving the purchasing power of dollars down, it drives gold up. So at the very least, any losses of buying power you're seeing in your cash can be mitigated by growth in metal. It's a perfect hedge in a climate of currency decline and inflation. That's why governments are buying. So to end how I started, follow the smart money. It rarely does you wrong.
Patrick, I've had people, I know some wealthy people who went into the Bitcoin business, and I don't know if you want to talk about it even briefly. And I would say, I don't trust it. I will not go into it. I know it's gone way down, then it went back up. It fluctuates wildly. Gold doesn't seem to fluctuate that way. Why is that?
Because it's a safe haven asset. Listen, I've seen people get into cryptocurrency and become millionaires overnight, and I've seen millionaires become paupers overnight. Gold will do neither, right? It's not going to turn you into a multimillionaire overnight. It's not.
Very big. I think that's a big point. This is not really a speculative investment.
No, absolutely.
It's actually a stable investment for
people. That's the key, right? Gold is about preservation of buying power. Silver we look at with a little bit more growth prospects. It's industrial. But gold is about preservation of buying power. You want to make sure in 20 years' time, you can buy the same amount, sorry to use the example again, the same amount of loaves of bread in 10 or 20 years' time than we can today. Silver, that's about buying more loaves of bread. But gold is about preservation. It's about preservation of buying power. And like I said, in climates when dollars are falling, goods and services are becoming more expensive, that becomes very, very important. Sitting in cash, we lose today. There aren't too many options. And that's where gold really comes in.
Okay. I have another key question. Digital currency. A lot of people are worried about this talk, this undercurrent, this bubbling up from the underworld, that they're going to eliminate cash and it's going to be one international digital currency. What role would gold play? Let's say a person then is sitting on $10,000 or $100,000 worth of gold. Will it still have the same value for digital currency? Well, we don't know.
It's tough to understand. Look, my feeling is this. Again, this is conjecture. Listen, governments are talking about it, so it's not, there's no smoke without fire, as the saying goes. But asking my opinion, is this a direction governments want to go in? It feels that way, right? Biden's been trying to beef up the IRS and track every payment.
Yes.
This gives them the control that they so badly crave. However, for me today, it's a difficult sell to the American people. And I think a change of currency may have to go through the houses or executive order, but it's going to need to garner support. And I think right now that's lacking. The only times we've seen a currency really adjust, look at mid-war Germany was an example of a proper currency being adjusted. The only way the government historically has been able to rationalize that is through significant devaluation of the existing currency. Look at where we sit today. Seems to be heading in that direction. If that's the case, of course, gold has a purpose, because as dollars fall in value, which we would assume, gold would go up. Selling gold for a new currency should be done from a position of strength. Mid-war Germany, gold saved people. Those that were sitting in the Reichsmark lost everything to hyperinflation. Those that had gold preserved. They exchanged their gold for Deutschmarks and managed to see through very tough times in currency. I predict this would go in a similar direction should it happen.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Philip, I have another question. It's really off our script, even though this is a great conversation, which I'm going to actually post as a podcast because it's so informative and lively and real. When I was a youngster, I mean, when I went to Europe, I was 18, 19 with my friends to have a good time, basically to just run after women in Paris. We didn't want to see the museums. I noticed that there was a thing called an NF, a new franc, and an old franc. I didn't understand the difference. All I had was traveler's checks, but I saw once I was given an NF new franc. And then some of the bills in Italy were like the size of a lettuce. They were very big. In other words, the bigger the bill, the more it was supposedly worth. What was a new franc and an old franc? Could we wake up one day to Joe Biden saying the old dollar is now worth one-tenth of the new dollar?
Oh, yeah, that's usually how currency adjustment works. And we've seen it many times. It will happen with the euro. Currencies all across Europe were adjusting. So this is not a new concept. It is something we could absolutely see. And like I said, it's a frightening proposition because, like I said, whenever we brought in new currencies, the old currency typically suffers. So, yeah, this is things that have played out time and time again in history. Yeah.
Time again. Well, the truth is Birch Gold is an important sponsor for my Michael Savage podcast. And frankly, it is the I'm approached all the time by other gold companies, Philip. And I tell them absolutely not, because Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. And I want my listeners to know that they can convert an existing IRA or 401k into gold IRA for no money out of pocket. And they get some free gold bars. What's that about?
Yeah, so we're offering, look, we have promotions. We're heading into to the holiday period, to Christmas time. And we have promotions. Right now, we're offering a free gold bar. It's a small one for every $10,000 purchase. Just an incentive for those that are sitting on the sideline to take that jump. You know, don't ask, don't get. Never say no to free things, particularly if they're gold. It's a 1 gram gold bar for every $10,000 purchase. Oh, so pretty good.
Amazing. So to get the free gold bar, people listening to this podcast simply have to text SAVAGE to 989898, right? They just text SAVAGE to 989898. They get a free info. They get a free info kit on gold, and they claim an eligibility before Black Friday to receive gold bars if they make a purchase.
That's absolutely correct. Information is key. It's a really good information kit. It's free for all of your viewers and listeners. And again, SAVAGE to 989898. That'll be the first step.
I love it. Any final notes, Philip, for my scared listeners about what's coming next under the great Joe Biden?
It's becoming very unpredictable, but I think next year is going to be a tough year. We've been building the problems over time, and I think things are coming to a crescendo. I would encourage your listeners to get the information, because information is the most important thing. It empowers and it allows people to make proper decisions. So
they don't have to buy anything. If they just text SAVAGE to 989898, all they're going to get is an information kit. Then they can make a decision based
absolutely
on that, right?
Correct.
All right, listeners, listen up. If you love this podcast and you care about your future stability financially, I suggest you text SAVAGE to 989898. And all you're going to do is you're going to access a free info kit on gold, then make up your own mind,
absolutely,
right? Well, I'm all set. I want to do it. Are you giving out any free coins to people like me who are your sponsor? You're my sponsor.
Absolutely. With a qualifying purchase. Absolutely.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd throw me a gold
you're
coin today.
Have to speak to Andy about that.
No, I'm joking. It's fine. It's all good. It's all good. Philip, I really appreciate your time today on behalf of Birch Gold Group, the only gold company I trust. If you have any last statements, your last will and testament will be heard.
Michael, thank you. The honor is mine to be here. I love the show. I love how you inform people. So I'm just very grateful to be a part of it. And again, I'd encourage everyone to get the information, and it's Savage to 989898.
Patrick, thanks for your time today on the Michael Savage Podcast.
Thank you.
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.